Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth.
Now, big alert here, right off the bat. I know many of you are tuning in, getting ready to hear Mark try to defend himself after his impeccable Aaron Rodgers reporting went astray. I know you're lined up. You're ready to go. There's blood in the water. You're sensing weakness.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
And you're ready to go. Like this text. The blockbuster of the summer. Escape from I Told You So Island, starring Mark Schlereth. Cut to Mark frantically jumping into a speedboat. Well, Mark is not here today. Now, I can already hear the reaction. I can already sense it. Oh, weak. Mark's bailing out. Skim milk. Face the music, Schlereth. Nope, this was planned. This was a planned day off. He's doing Mark Schlereth stuff. He will be back tomorrow. But, yes, I understand. As we like to say in the biz, the optics on this are bad. With that, I bring in Mark's more than capable replacement for the morning, the one and only Nate Jackson.
Hey, Mike. How are you
doing? How's that for a setup?
Huh? That's great, man. I apologize that this couldn't be Mark here.
I know.
But I'm going to do my best to roast him along with you.
Well, I can't really roast him because, well, yeah, I can roast him. No, I can.
You certainly can.
I can because you know what? He swayed me. He did. He influenced me.
I know he did.
He swayed me. I bought what he was selling. That Aaron Rodgers is a man of conviction. Aaron Rodgers, it's not about the money. And guess what? He's not a man of conviction. It is about the money.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
And he went crawling back with his tail between his legs. He's giving up a year of his dwindling prime to play for a team he said he would never play for again. And by the way, the Packers still have the ability to decide whether or not to trade him after next year. What's your reaction?
Yeah, you know, it's come to a merciful end. I didn't like it from the get-go. I know we had reliable sources here. We had a few of them. But to me, man, it's just been one huge distraction. I hate the D word, but it has been that for Broncos country. We got Teddy and Drew here, and now we can finally focus on those guys. As far as Aaron Rodgers goes, I think a lot less highly of him now than I did before this all started. He was a guy who was, you know, always well respected, such an amazing player. Everyone knew he was complicated, but after this whole thing, the way he kind of allowed this to run and never really spoke about it, doesn't really speak well to the kind of guy he is to me. But he's going back to a really good football team. And I don't understand why he wanted to leave in the first place. I guess maybe someday he'll tell us that, Mike. But, yeah.
I heard your commentary on it yesterday when you were sitting in with Sandy. And you were, it was very clear listening to you that you just don't like the idea of this guy being sort of placed above the team.
Correct.
But isn't that kind of the way we're going now when it comes to quarterbacks? Didn't Tom Brady, his, you know, escape from New England, being freed up to show off his personality, go to the place he wanted to go to, bring some of the people with him that he wanted to bring, run the kind of offense that he wanted to run, and cap it off with another Super Bowl? How can that not help but influence other top quarterbacks to want the same?
Yeah, I understand that is, completely. Tom Brady is a unique individual, 43-year-old guy who, but he was done in New England. They let him go. There's a difference there, between these two guys. And I believe that these guys have different work ethics. They're different individuals. Like Aaron Rodgers was very clear about the fact that he doesn't like coming to OTAs. He had his best offseason ever because he didn't have to come in. He just likes not being around. He likes doing his own thing. Tom Brady is, as larger than life as he is, as successful as he is, he's one of the guys. He wants to work hard. You know, he wants to be around the guys, be around football, put in the work. You saw him doing that last year during COVID. He's getting guys to a park. He's installing his offense. He sees himself as one of 11 guys on the field. Aaron doesn't. He sees himself as bigger than the team. He thinks he can bend the game of football to his will. I think he's been spending too much time in Hollywood. The things he's trying to do off the field didn't work out. He's not going to be the Jeopardy host, okay? His ratings weren't as good as the other guest hosts, so he's not getting that gig, and he's not getting out of Green Bay either. He's an amazing, phenomenal football player, but I just wish he would understand that the ethos of football is about this team. It's not about how great the quarterback is. He's got 16 years in the NFL. The reason why he's been so great is because his teammates have been awesome as well. You got to respect your teammates. And to me, this process disrespected his teammates.
Well, I think the genie's out of the bottle, Nate. I look at what you're seeing. Quarterbacks are clearly being elevated above every other position on the team. You see it come the draft. You see it with the way the quarterbacks are paid. You see it with rule changes. I don't see us going back, and I see quarterbacks continuing to gain more and more power and influence and say, I get it. I get what you're saying. Football is the ultimate sacrifice and buy-in type sport on a team scale. But I just think you have to accept the fact that there's a new sliding set of standards and rules. Influence.
I don't agree, Mike. I don't think it's a sustainable model. I think last year what you saw with no fans in the stands, no crowd noise, elevated quarterback play in a way we've never seen before. Every single quarterback to a man completion percentage went up 2 to 3 percentage points last year. Is that because they all got better last year, or is it because there was some factor involved that made that happen? No fans in the stands made them look better than they were last year. And like the GameStop stocks went up, those quarterback stocks went up. And that's why there was a clamoring for five. You know, there was a point when we thought five quarterbacks were going to get drafted 1 through 5. That's a mistake. 1 out of 5 of those guys might hit. And really, football is still football. It's still about the team you have and what you can build together. If you don't have a strong team, your quarterback isn't going to play well, and vice versa. So it's not all about the quarterback.
Well, not every quarterback's completion percentage went up 3 points.
That's true.
Drew Lock's went down 7. So
7?
7.
Yeah.
There
well,
you go.
Maybe he's the anomaly.
A tick under 7.
Maybe he's the anomaly, and this year he elevates when everyone else goes back down.
That would be nice. So, okay, so... You heard Nate's take on it. I want to get people's thoughts on this. RamosLaw.com text line 303-713-1043. Again, Mark off today. It was planned. He's not ducking you.
Did he plan it to coincide with the first day of Packers camp, though, in case he came back?
Well, but he will be back tomorrow, and I will certainly allow all of you unleash the hounds tomorrow for sure. All right, coming up then, you always hear there are great trades, and then some of the best trades are the ones that are not made. Does not landing Aaron Rodgers this year, is it actually a good thing for the Broncos? That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Look at the text line.
Someone called me Vanilla Ice.
Well, yeah, this is good. Mark is the Madam Cleo of sports forecasting. Schlereth punked out. I sure hope Evans makes him eat crow tomorrow for us all to enjoy on the radio. Perhaps. Let's see. What else? What else? What else? Hey, Mike, you remember that time about a month ago when Mark roasted me? I asked if I should give up on Rodgers coming to Denver. He lit me up. Now, crickets. Mark is scared, hiding. Evans, I understand there's now a job opening at the Fan on the AM show. Nate Jackson sitting in for Mark. This was a planned day off. But I agree, the optics are bad. Don't worry. He'll be back tomorrow. He knows what's coming. And believe me, I will not hold back in allowing you folks to get after him. One more. Peter in Minnesota. Nate Jackson has the same maniacal little laugh as John Elway. Did anyone else literally just hear that like I just did? Wait, what? I turned on the radio to hear Stinky get roasted. Instead, I got Vanilla Ice telling me that the quarterback is not that important. Vanilla Ice.
That's like the good.
That's a good nickname. I like that. That might stick.
Whoa, Mike. That is not creative. That's what, when anyone knows that I rap, that I play rap music, it's Vanilla Ice.
Well, I love Vanilla Ice.
Do you?
I love Vanilla Ice.
Of course
ice.
You do.
I'm a child, I'm a product of the 80s. Of course I love Vanilla Ice.
You love Ice Ice Baby. Can you name another song by that?
No.
Of course not.
Is this a good thing? You know, sometimes you hear people say the best trades are the ones you don't make. Yeah, did he sing anything? Did he sing anything else? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, he did. He did, but nobody knows anything.
Nobody knows anything.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock the mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Dance.
You know what it is.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to get
bringing
in your
back
way.
Memories.
I'm not
right
going to get in your way when you go like that. All right. And I thought Mark Schlereth was the only one that could sing here in the morning. Right, Millennial Ben?
Ben, okay. Cuda. Wind blew down, horns are going down.
Okay. All right. So is this ultimately a good thing that Aaron Rodgers staying in Green Bay and not coming to Denver now that we have it sort of resolved for now? Is this a good thing at all?
Well, yeah. My personal opinion is if you were to get Aaron Rodgers like today,
mm-hmm.
this season wouldn't be great.
Mm.
I know everyone says, oh, he's just Aaron Rodgers. He's just going to come in and darts. You're going to make the playoffs. Me personally, I believe that a football team, an offense, needs time together to gel. You talked about earlier about Tom Brady coming in and putting in his own offense, right? So Aaron Rodgers, would he be putting in his own offense? Is he going to come in and just fall in with Pat Shermer? I think that marriage would have been a little difficult to just kind of patch together, at the end of July, early August. So I think if you really want Aaron Rodgers to be a part of this team, then you could bring him in earlier. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a good thing. Look, we're going to see what we got in Drew Locke. To me, we don't know yet. And I know a lot of people think we know. I don't think we know. I think the casserole is still in the oven. So you got to wait till that thing dings before you know what you got in Drew Locke. And I think this year is going to give you the opportunity to find that out.
Boy, I completely disagree. I would have loved to have had Aaron Rodgers here. And yeah, it would have taken some time. It would not have gelled immediately, but there would have come a time this season when it would have gelled and it would have looked freaking fantastic.
You don't know that.
Whereas though, right? I just don't. I don't see or I don't suspect that there'll ever be a moment this season unless something dramatically changes. I'm certainly open to it changing, but as I sit here right now, I don't expect anything electric from this offense.
Why not?
There's nothing in the track record of these two quarterbacks that suggests that there's going to be anything electric. There's nothing in this with this offensive coordinator that suggests that it's going to be electric.
That's true about Pat Shermer, but you didn't see any electricity from Drew Locke last year? None whatsoever?
I saw brief little flashes, you know, heat lightning across the sky. But
lightning, right?
But, I mean, you know, you talk about one of those where it's just, you know, a fireworks show all night long? No.
Well, was Aaron Rodgers at a fireworks show his first season? And I know this is Drew Lock's technically his second season, but, you know, we have to afford him a little bit of rope when we're judging.
Well, but I'm not, I wasn't going to be trading for Aaron Rodgers, the rookie. I was going to be trading for Aaron Rodgers, the reigning MVP.
I guess what I'm saying is, you know, Aaron Rodgers has how many more years left in him? 3, 4?
Yeah, let's say 4 on the top end.
And so we went through this with Peyton Manning. And I'm not saying Peyton Manning coming here was a bad thing. It was a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. But then when he left a big vacuum.
Sure.
And the last 5 years have been crappy. So I am in favor.
Wait, hold on. Let me interrupt right there. You would, if you knew as a Bronco fan that you were signing up to get what you got from Peyton Manning, knowing that there would be 5 years of drudge afterwards, would you sign up for it?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. 2 Super Bowls, win one, record setting offenses, all kinds of thrills. Would I sign up for that knowing that I had 5 years of afterwards? Sure.
Yeah, no, I agree. But you have to learn the lessons from that experience. And he was such a huge presence in this locker room for this team. He had such a big fingerprint on it that when he left, there was an incredible vacuum. No one knew how to fill it. And the Broncos have been suffering since. So do you want another guy to come in, you know, a plug-and-play Hall of Fame quarterback to give you – and by the way, I mean, it's unlikely that Aaron Rodgers is going to come in here and do what Peyton Manning did, have that kind of success, I believe. I think it was a perfect storm for Peyton Manning and this team. And to have that again would be unlikely. Let's just be serious about it. And so let's say he takes us to 1, and maybe he wins, maybe he doesn't, and then he leaves. And so we're back to square one looking for a quarterback again. I believe that the better way to do it is to get a young guy who can be here for 10, 12 years, like a lot of these teams in this division have. Justin Herbert with the Chargers and Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. Those guys are going to be around for a long time. Aaron Rodgers can come in and give them hell for 3 years and then be gone, and those guys are still going to be here.
On the RamosLive.com text line, Mark Schlereth ducking today like Paxton Lynch ducked work. Just too easy. Day number 2259 of the Paxton Lynch smear campaign.
You ever thought about getting Paxton on the show?
Sure, would love to get Paxton on the show.
You would?
Sure. Yeah. Love to. I mean, he's in Canada now.
I'm sure he'd do an interview.
I'd love to get him on. that'd be wonderful.
What would you ask him?
Why didn't you care? Why didn't you realize that you had a golden opportunity and you squandered it because of a lack of effort and professionalism?
Yeah, you would pose it like that?
Sure.
Yeah, I think you probably would have a more nuanced answer, you know, about the pressures of being in that age and dealing with all the things he was dealing with. You don't know what's going on in this guy's mind. Obviously, maybe some mental health issues that contribute to that.
Whoa, okay. That went a little deeper than I thought it would.
Well, that's how it goes for an athlete.
Okay.
It's not just about like...
Or it could just be immaturity.
Well, yeah, it could be. I think it's always a combination because guys are always dealing with more than they let on. These guys are 22, 23 years old. You give them a bunch of money, you put a lot of pressure on their back, and you tell them to, you know, not screw it up.
Yeah, but I'm seeing more and more 20-somethings come in and be pretty prepared for what the NFL's all about. They've been, put it this way, they're better prepared coming into the NFL based on their experiences in college and even going back to high school, even before high school, than they ever have been before.
Yeah. Well, Drew Lock was unprepared.
Yeah.
For this. He didn't know what it took. And his maturation this offseason, or at least what he's talked about, what his teammates have talked about, is him realizing what you got to do. Yeah, I mean, he's having a second chance here to figure it out. So these guys don't come into the league knowing how to do this. Someone needs to teach them.
Coming up, Morning Brew. Did it just go from bad to worse for Deshaun Watson? That's next.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to keep lightning, and you're going to crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet
Let's get it on.
I do think our fans are split, and I think there's a lot of them that are just, they want it resolved. I don't know if they're
against the Packers or against Aaron. They want to see it resolved. And I know people know how good a player Aaron is, but I do think sometimes in these situations it's easy to forget, you know, what he's done.
All right, Mark Murphy, the Packers CEO. It appears that Aaron Rodgers is going to return to the Packers with a new set of conditions. His 2023, last year of his contract, will be voided. The Packers agreeing to, I guess, review and assess the situation after the year. And basically, if Rodgers isn't happy, that they'll give him his wish and trade him. Are you surprised after everything that was said over the last several weeks, couple months, that, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a man of conviction, and Aaron Rodgers, you know, this is a guy who's not afraid to cut off members of his family if he believes in something strongly enough. Are you surprised he's going back?
Ultimately, no, I'm not. I just felt like he had no real options. A team like the Packers, who has a player like Aaron Rodgers, is going to do everything in their power not to deal him. He believed he could bend them to his will by, you know, having other people carry his water. He said often, there's wisdom in silence. And so he decided to stay silent and thought he could work it out that way. He can't, and he's going back to a really, really, really good team. Like, these guys are set up to go back to the Super Bowl, to go back to the NFC Championship game. They've been there 2 years in a row. So I'm not surprised. I think, to me, this was the inevitable outcome.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Would you trade for a player with 22 lawsuits for sexual assault and misconduct, 10 that have filed criminal complaints, a police investigation, an NFL investigation? None have been concluded. Would the Broncos trade number one picks the next 2 years and two or three starters for Watson, not knowing if he's going to be suspended for half the season, all season, maybe no season? People act like teams are lining up, and they're not.
That is John McClain from the Houston Chronicle, who is the authority when it comes to all things on the Houston sports scene. And he was on with Nick and Cecil last night here on The Fan, and there's what he had to say about the idea of teams supposedly going after, looking to trade for Deshaun Watson while everything hangs over him. He said, no way. Now add 10 police complaints. Up until now, it was all, you know, civil complaints, civil allegations, a civil trial. Now we're talking about 10 women who have made criminal complaints to the Houston police. Do you see Deshaun Watson playing this season?
I don't know. No, I don't. Because look at that. When he lays it out like that, that's
a lot
tough to swallow,
that's
right?
A lot to navigate through.
This guy's had some demons, and he's been after some. He's been out. No. I think it's hard for any team to even consider bringing on a guy like that because, you know, at the beginning of the show, you're talking about how important the quarterback is, right? This is a quarterback-driven league. It's all about the quarterback. And if your quarterback has that baggage hanging over him, I don't know how any team puts him out on the field.
Well, plus the other thing, too, is that this is a guy in Watson who has said throughout the whole process, he's not going to, even if he does settle, he's not going to sign non-disclosure agreements because he wants to be able to tell his story, to be able to share and profess his innocence in all of this. So
no one wants to hear that story.
Well,
like, I don't want to.
No,
what
but,
are you going to say, Deshaun?
Well, I mean, if all you do, though, is settle 22 cases and they're all include NDAs.
Yeah.
I mean, that sure looks like you have something to hide.
That's true. Yeah. Well, it sounds like he does.
But if you're saying you got civil cases, you've got now criminal cases, you supposedly do want to make sure your side of the story comes out. I just have a hard time believing. Well, and also with the idea that you're likely facing some sort of NFL suspension. On top of this, I just don't see how it gets. Are you surprised? Last thought, really quickly. Are you surprised that with Texans training camp beginning tomorrow, that the NFL has not yet placed him on basically, you know, paid leave, the commissioner's exempt list? That, you know, the idea that, you know, he's going to literally, I mean, he's going to be showing up to work. He's going to be out there slinging passes in uniform.
Yeah, I guess I'm not surprised because the NFL typically works slower than law enforcement. They kind of wait and see you know, the charges and then maybe add some on top of it. Or actually, maybe that's not true. Sometimes they jump the gun,
yeah,
don't they?
I mean, they've got
their former, own investigators.
They got former
too.
Investigators, detectives yeah. working under their
yeah,
payroll.
Yeah. Maybe that's a little surprising. But for Deshaun Watson, I mean, he probably thinks that's his only safe space right now is on the football field where he can escape all this stuff. So he's going to try to act like it's business as usual. But I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL comes down with something.
Next on the Morning Brew.
It's money up the middle, and it rolls into center field. Fletcher around third. He will score, and the Angels are on the board first.
Angels radio, the Rockies, up close and personal, got a look at, baseball's biggest story, Shohei Ohtani, who went out, pitched seven innings, gave up one earned run, got the win, and then, oh, by the way, went 1-for-4 with an RBI. Best story in baseball?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be. Best story in baseball in years.
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful thing, and it's a great thing for kids to see that they can do both, you know? Youth athletes, they get kind of specialized these days. It's like you do one thing, and they just hammer it. Just do one thing. And it wears them out. It burns them out. They don't even love the sport after that. But for a kid to see Shohei Ohtani be able to hit and pitch, man, it's a beautiful thing. It's great for the sport.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I really think the number one question should be somebody should ask the players, because there's a lot of talk around this, and it's going to create the opportunity for as many as maybe 17 games that players play in the season. And I think that would be the major concern to me.
There's Nick Saban.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
As we move ever closer to the inevitable, Oklahoma and Texas bolting the Big 12 for the SEC. Oklahoma and Texas, in a joint statement yesterday, said they will not be renewing their grants for media rights after their expiration in 2025. Now, as to when this actually happens and they end up in the SEC, still to be determined, but it's going that way. It is certainly going that way. Jay Billis, of course, a former Dukie, came out and said the ACC needs to get ahead of this and they need to merge with the SEC. And you know who I want to give some credit to is CU, because they came under a lot of fire leaving the Big 12, going for the Pac-12, walking away from all those decades-old rivalries that they had in the Big 12, going out to the Pac-12, which you know, honestly, throughout this entire time that they've been in the Pac-12, hasn't felt like a great fit yet, but you see the way that things are going. Big 12 is dead. Big 12 is doomed, Nate. And for them to be able to get out when they did and be in a position where, hey, there's going to be a lot of turmoil. There's going to be a lot of teams bolting conferences. I still think the Pac-12, because of their, you know, West Coast hold there, I think they're still in solid shape. I don't think they're in any danger of losing teams. If anything, they'll probably add teams.
Yeah, as
a California guy, I mean, you grew up with that whole big Pac-12 area around Pac-10.
It was Pac-10.
I mean, do you agree with that?
To add teams to the Pac-12?
That they're on much more solid footing than certainly the Big 12 and maybe even the ACC.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, like Nick Saban said, are they going to play 17 games now? That's a lot of games for these kids to be playing. And what's that going to do to their prospects at the next level? What's it going to do to their bodies and things like that? But, I mean, for the sake of competition, I think it's great.
One other sports note to pass along, that crying, wailing, why sound that you hear is NBC.
Why?
Simone Biles had to drop out of the Olympics as she got hurt today during competition. Early indication might be a foot. I don't know. Wrap it up and go carry Strug on it. Come on now. All right. But
when you're jumping like 50 feet in the air, yeah,
there goes
twisting.
There goes NBC's star attraction right there. Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. The Broncos report to training camp today. Are we all excited? Is Mike Kliss excited? He'll join us next. Mike Klitsch is our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. He joins me and Nate Jackson, who is in for Stink today. Mike, good morning. It is here. It is upon us. The start of Broncos training camp. The players report today. Are you excited or is there a little bit of a, kind of a downer feeling that the possibility of Aaron Rodgers to the Broncos this year isn't going to happen?
Well, there was exciting. I felt a little energy the last couple days with or without Aaron Rodgers. It looked like for the last couple weeks that momentum was switching, that Rodgers would be going back to the Packers. You know, the last dance photo that he posted, you know, of Pippen and Jordan, you know, referring to cryptically, I guess, of him and Davante Adams, which is, you know, pretty haughty opinion of yourself if you think you're Pippen and Jordan. But, I still think this is a better team than last year. I think last year's team was derailed before it began with the injuries to Von Miller and Cortland Sutton. You know, I know that's an excuse, but those are two major pieces you can't lose before the start of the season. And with health, you know, if they stay healthy and with a couple of additions, I think they'll be better. Now, Aaron Rodgers would have made them a lot better. But, it was a sad day for the Broncos yesterday, today. You know, as they say, you dance with the one you're with. And so let's rock and roll and see what the Broncos got in 2021.
Mike, the Broncos the last couple of years have gotten off to a slow start in September. Last year they had no offseason. COVID restricted a lot that they can do. They came in for training camp and had to go through an acclimation period. And there are restrictions, CBA restrictions, to how many padded practices and how much hitting they can do. So can you tell us a little bit about when do they put on the pads and how is Vic Fangio planning to counter that tough start he's had the last couple of years? Is he going to have a physical camp? How's he going to go after this?
Yeah, the slow starts have come from two different strategies to camp. The first year, as soon as he could, Fangio put the pads on. And if I recall, it was something like 12, 13 straight days they had pads on. And, the players were starting to complain a little bit. We were standing on the side. This is 2019. And I thought, and he went long. I think one of his workouts was the full 245. Maybe they even allowed 3-hour practices. He went the full time a couple times. And I thought that really added to the mental toughness. You know, Belichick does that. He's in pads all the time. They have physical camps. And I thought that was going to work for the Broncos. And I do think it helped them late in the season with their mental toughness when they were eliminated, you know, rather early in the regular season. And they still finished strong with Drew Lock. They finished 4-1. In a 7-9 season. And then last year, they couldn't do much. They were all worried about the ramp up period because of no off season. And again, when you lose Von Miller on the first practice of the regular season, Tuesday before the opener, and then 2 days later, Cortland Sutton falls on his shoulder. I mean, that was back to back big blows. So, there are two different stories. I don't know how Vic's going to do it this year, but I know typically he's a defensive coach. He's a hard-nosed old-timer, and he'll probably have those pads on and go as physical as he can within the rules.
Busy with Mike Lissar, 9 News Bronco Insider. All right, Mike, for those of us who were hoping for, rooting for Aaron Rodgers, sell us on the idea of Bridgewater versus Locke.
Yes. Well, they're not as good as Aaron Rodgers. So I want to sell you by bringing in some reality. But, I think Bridgewater has a chance of being a quarterback who's the ultimate game manager. He kind of slants on the conservative side of things. And if the defense is going to be good, he's going to play to the defense that way. He won't make as many mistakes as Locke did last year. And, I think they can win the 24 to 21 games, especially early against the schedule they have, the Giants, Jacksonville, and then home against the Jets. You know, it's possible they get off to a good start. You get off to a good start, you feel good about your team, and, you know, maybe some momentum can carry you through the next tough stretch, with this, which is the Ravens and Steelers back-to-back. Then, as far as Locke, you know, he's 24 still, and he's got 18 starts behind him. And this is the year when quarterbacks like Locke do step up and, you know, learn their trade and read better, and the game slows down a little bit, and he makes fewer mistakes while still getting the ball between the hashes like he does so well. So that's reason to think that those guys will be better than the quarterback situation they had last year. It was not good quarterback play by and large last year. I think it's got a chance to be good enough to be 9-8 good, 10-7 good this year.
All right. Well, it all starts today. We'll see you out there a little bit later on. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider. He is presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Coming up, I want to get your reaction, Nate, as someone who isn't that upset that Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be a Bronco this season. I want you to sell me and everyone else on the idea of Bridgewater and Locke. Nate will try to do that next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.